Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings, and welcome once again to the Sunday morning broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us once again this beautiful Sunday morning for a wonderful, wonderful discussion of Imam Shahid Shabazz as he brings to you our radio broadcast show today entitled, The Creator Has Always Existed. I want to remind you again that, yes, you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we thank you for joining us again. Invite your friends and neighbors to listen in. Today's discussion, The Creator Has Always Existed. The Creator has always existed. So, he has no beginning and no ending. And he created everything to manifest his reality. His reality is an evident testimony in all things in creation. But, in order for you to understand his reality, you must think beyond his creation. People, you have a body, you have a mind, you have a soul. The soul is the part of us that is connected with the unseen world of Allah. So even though we don't see Allah, Allah sees us. So, in order for us to see our Creator and connect with our Creator, we must look inside our souls and understand that that is the way the Creator communicates with us from his world. And out of this process, and Allah, the Almighty Creator, has created for us to communicate with him, we as a people should understand the purpose for which he did this. Everything Allah created, Allah evolved out of his world. He created his world to manifest his evolution. And Allah's world is a continuing process of evolution. Reasoning and thinking minds will be able to understand this fact. Everything in creation is evolving back to the Creator, the evolver of creation, and nothing can stop this process. This alone lets any mind of reason and understanding know this fact. Thank you again, our radio listening audience. As we can see, we have a powerful, powerful, powerful discussion for you this morning. We pray that you're listening, sitting back, ready, relaxing, and able to join with us this morning as we bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz in the broadcast, in the radio Sunday morning radio broadcast. The Creator has always existed. And now I give you Imam Shahid Shabazz Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Greetings and peace to all the listening audience. We pray for peace. We pray for justice. And we pray for equality on earth with people as we see the same order in all creation, freedom, justice, and equality. This is why the Creator created the world, for freedom, justice, and equality. You see, He wanted the world to be free, His creation, to serve Him. He wanted His world to be equal so that it would work together. And He wanted equality so that nothing in His creation would, you know, conflict or try to hurt any other form or part of His creation, but it would all coexist in harmony. This is what freedom, justice, and equality means, you see. Now, with that said, we would like to open with the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final and the seal of all the revelations of Allah, the Creator, from the very beginning of time. And this prayer is called Fatiha. This prayer is so powerful that if I stand to be corrected. I understand, though, that when you read this prayer, the opening prayer of the Quran, you're covering about three-thirds of the Quran. That means you're almost reading the whole Quran because of the substance of the message in the Al-Fatiha. If you listen carefully, we'll say it in Arabic and then we'll translate it in inshallah in English. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Amen. We said in English, with the name Allah, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, Master, Ruler of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship? In thine aid we seek, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Again, we greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Today, we want to first start off with all of the people in the Islamic world and all of the people outside of the Islamic world. That's non-Muslims. We want to talk about prayer as the main subject of the existence of the Creator. Prayer. Salat. In Arabic, it's called Salat. Prayer is what it's called in English. Same thing. Now, there's a purpose for prayer. Why do we have to pray? Huh? That's the question I just want to put out there again. Why do we have to pray? We have to pray, people, because we have a Creator. And everything that He created, He has to, like a baby with a mother, He has to raise it. He has to nourish it. He has to sustain it. And if He don't nourish it, sustain it, and raise it, it will die. If a mother leaves its baby unattended, that baby will die. So the Creator, He didn't create us and put us in the world unattended to just do what we want to do. That's why we see all this murdering, killing, all these horrific crimes, serial killing, child molestation, homosexuality, men, women, all of this crazy insanity. This is why we see this, because people, because of the endowment with what's called free will, limited free will, She understood I put limited on there because our will to do what we want, to make our own choices and do what we want to do, is limited. And you know how it's limited? When we do wrong, that's when we limit our will. What do limit mean? Limit means to cut off. Limit, that's what it means, to cut off. So when you do right, there's no end to doing right, but there's an end to doing wrong. And we must know this, people, and prayer will teach us this so we can straighten out this world right now before we have total human annihilation. And it's coming fast. We see it every day. Now, the first thing I want to talk about with Salat of prayer is this. When we first make our Salat, we first make our intentions, because everything that we do in life, Almighty God, Allah says, is going to be based on the day of judgment, on our intentions. Because there's a lot of people who do a lot of good, and it's really good. I mean, you see them helping people, doing a lot of good, but Almighty God, Allah said, He will reject that good on the day of judgment because their intentions was wrong. They had ulterior motives. Their intent for doing it was not to please God and to help people, but it was for self-glory. They wanted to be given some praise for what they did, you see. And that right there is not acceptable to Allah. That is called idolatry. You're trying to make yourself a god. All glory and all good and all praise come from Allah. So now we're going to it. We first start out by washing our hands, right? We start off with the right. Everything start off with the right, not the left. Okay, so we start off with our right hand. What do the hands mean? Then we wash our right hands three times. We wash our left hand three times. And even the three got significance. Inshallah, with the help of Allah, we'll break that down. But first of all, hand means actions. We want our actions to be pure, clean, and acceptable in the sight of our Creator at all times. And the three is that it's symbolic of mind, body, and soul. We want our mind, body, and soul to be pure, clean, in the sight of our Creator at all times. He only accepts purity and cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So the next step is that after that we put water up our nose three times. Now, the nose represents the senses. We have five senses. And these five senses, they operate in the material world only. They can't operate outside of the material creation of matter. But in them operating in matter, they have a higher purpose than to just operate in matter. These senses, the sense of smell, touch, feel, these are feelings, sense perceptions that we are supposed to study and read the creation of Allah, the Creator, read His Word, so that we can understand that they have a higher significance in our life, a spiritual significance. All our senses are supposed to be used to perceive the sense of our Creator's reality and His working in our life and what He created us to do and the purpose He created us to fulfill. We can't fulfill those purposes just by following our animal senses. The senses has to be raised up to a moral and spiritual sense perception. Okay? That's the second one. All right? Then we put water in our mouth three times. All right? Before we get ready for Salat. The water represents morality. Almighty God, Allah says this right here, people. He says to everybody in the world, he says, we will guarantee him two things. He will guarantee us, he will give us paradise, eternal life, and the life in the hereafter. He said, we guarantee him, we will control our tongue from saying evil things, wrong, bad things. Huh? And if we will control our private parts from the lust, the carnal and lust and wicked and evil desires and evil horrific things that we do following the carnal lustful desires of our private parts, he said he will guarantee us paradise. You see? You see? So we have to be careful. Not only just praying physically, ritual, we have to be careful. After we make the law, we have to be careful in our actions. So, therefore, in our mouth, we have to be, with our tongue, we have to be careful with what we say. We also have been told that by our Creator, Allah, that, you know, if you speak evil, you see evil, or you do evil, all of that's wrong. We have been told by Allah to refrain, stop. Stop looking at other people evil, seeing it, and talking about other people. He says, if we don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. Because when we say evil and speak evil about others, we also bring that evil out of ourselves. Prophet Muhammad said, we know that same evil is in us. And when we start talking about it, about others, it comes out of us and we become evil, even though we were a good person. So the tongue, very important. Then, after we do this, we wash our arms up to the elbows. Now, here again, the arms represents also actions. The arms represent actions. And in a way, the arms also represent love. You know, we embrace people, and when we embrace people, I'm not talking about no physical embracing. You can embrace a person without touching them. You embrace them with your love. You see? And if you put the two arms together, what will it make? It will make a whole world of people. So Allah intended for the whole world of people to love each other. So the washing of the two arms represents also the cleansing of our hearts and souls from the impurities of this world. Okay? Now next we go to our head. We go to our head and we wash behind our ears and wash our head three times. Now, what is this symbolic of? This is symbolic of this. The head is where the mind and intelligence is. And Allah speaks to us, he say, in the Quran, in our intelligence. So if your head is empty, if you are ignorant, if you don't know your Creator, if you don't know who he created you, then that means your head is empty of the knowledge of what is good. So if your head is empty of the knowledge of what is good, then bad is going to come in your head and take control of your mind and have you round in the world spread mischief and evil. That's why knowledge of Allah, the true knowledge of Allah, is the power of the human life. Because our life is in his power gives us life. So we must keep our thoughts clean, keep our thoughts pure and free from the evil thinking of this evil world, material world. Now let's lastly go to the feet. What do the feet represent? The feet represents action also. The feet represents the actions that can either carry you on the straight path of righteousness to God, Allah, or carry you away from the straight path of the law and lead you astray. So we must at all times be taqwa, God-conscious, and ask Allah to guide our path, guide our feet, guide our path on his straight path and protect us from going astray from his straight path. I just wanted to give that little demonstration in what our prayer represents for all people. As-salamu alaykum.
Our brother Imam Shahid Shabbat discussing today, but the creator has always existed. And he has started with a beautiful, beautiful beginning. So today we want to see if there, we don't really have any listeners who listed who come in long enough to really, at this time, comment on the discussion. If you could continue, Imam Shabazz, for a little more of this beautiful, beautiful teachings and discussion for today, until we have someone. We do have someone, but they haven't been in for a good minute.
Okay, well, you will continue, inshallah. First of all, after we went through prayer, we know that everything in creation, it has to be fed. You know, there's three types of feeding. We have to feed our mind, we have to feed our soul, and we have to feed our body. But is that all? The real food that sustains those things is our soul. Because the soul, you know, we had a saying when I was growing up, soul food. And, of course, we didn't know the meaning of it, but now that we've been blessed with growth, modern technology, and advance in learning, we know that the food that we were talking about really was spiritual food from Almighty God. And we was, and James Brown made a song called "We Got to Have That Soul Power." We need that soul power. And today the world needs soul power. And Stephanie Mills made a record called "I've Learned to Respect the Power of Love." Do we realize that we can't change any wrong in this world except through the power of love? Love is power. Why? Because Allah is love, and Allah is all-powerful. So Allah says he will not change the condition of an individual or people until they first change their heart. What do we mean? He means he created the heart with his love. When he put his ruh, spirit, in the heart, it made the heart love, a pure love, just like a baby. Pure. And nothing but love, no evil. And as we grow up, because he's given us intelligence and a limited amount of freedom of will and the freedom of choice, you know, if we're miseducated, we can be taken away from our true nature and taught a foreign nature that's evil, and we can make the world a hell like we see it now. So what the world needs today is the correct education of the knowledge of the Creator and the purpose of life and the way of life that he created for all creation, not just people. And that is Al-Islam. Whether you accept it or not, it's Al-Islam. It's Islam in its correctness, not in political correctness. There's no such a thing. You know, most Muslims today in the East and the West made Islam a political religion. Islam is not even a religion. Islam is a way of life. And you can't get a way of life out of politics. Politics is about the work of the evil, oppression of the people. So, you know, like I said, people, if you're listening, you're not going to catch me where I don't know what to say, or I ain't really saying anything. A law's putting in me what he want me to say to you and me to help us to understand how we can better go about trying to straighten out his creation here before he destroys it. Huh? He want us to enjoy this creation down here on earth just like the creation of his in heaven. And in the beginning,
Imam Shabazz, are you still there?
Oh, like.
Well, it's a nice land. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't hearing you, so you may continue.
You say you wasn't hearing me?
I hear you now very well.
Well, I hear someone calling in, and I done told people, I mean, I asked people not to call in when the program is on, but some people do. I'm not going to answer the call. I can't. But I was just speaking about the Creator and his plan for our life. His plan for our life is to live a life of getting to know each other. Just as nations and tribes, that we might get to know each other and not despise each other. So the whole purpose of life is that the Creator, Allah created, is for him to exist in peace, in love, and in harmony. But the key why most people are not doing it, we have what's called free will. Free will means choice. You got a will, that means you got a choice. Everything else that Allah created, it don't have a will of its own. It's only under the will of Allah, so it don't have a choice. So it can't deviate from the right righteousness, but human beings can deviate from the righteousness of Allah, and most of them have did that. And the only way they're going to come back, Allah ain't going to make them come back. He didn't make them go astray. They're going to have to back. Allah said, if you bring him back your will, then he'll bring you back your real spiritual life. So that's your choice. Do you want your spiritual life, or do you want this life of misery be it for yourself by worshiping material things and carnal pleasures, which ain't giving you no satisfaction, but bringing you much misery and destruction? So that's what I was talking about, and I'm going to steal it in right there. Anybody else an opportunity to comment, because if they really want to be sincere about knowing how to straighten the problems out, they would have some comments. I know this. So peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Yes, we did have someone to come on, but I don't know whether they have dropped or they need to push the number one button. Push the number one button if you would like to talk. They were on for a minute, but now I don't see their number anymore. So I can't call them on to express themselves or to ask questions or give comments unless they push the number one button. Anyone would like to participate on the show, in the talk show, you must push the number one button on your phone. When you push that button, the phone will light up, and we will see your number. Then I can bring you on the air so that you can join us and give us some feedback. We'd love to have your feedback. So anybody in the listening audience, if you want to comment, push your number one button. We would love to hear from you. All right. We will continue with today's discussion. Imam Shahid Shabazz doing a wonderful job of explaining the subject for today. The Creator has always existed. And that discussion is so much on time. It's so much needed, because we have come to the point today, as we can see, that man actually believes that he's the Creator. In his actions and his evil deeds, He has made this world to be of so much chaos and confusion. But the Creator created it to be in harmony and unity, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, and not in this chaos and confusion that we have leadership exhibiting. If the leadership exhibit chaos, confusion, hatred for mankind, what else can you expect from the world? Just sending people back, to their so-called country, homeland, lining them up, putting them in places like concentration camps. This is ridiculous, people. A man tried this hundreds of years ago called Hitler, and he was able to do this because the law wanted us to see that in creating a plan like this, trying to destroy his creation, you'd only destroy yourself and go to the hellfire, his hellfire, live in hellfire forever. So we see today someone in their illness, their mental illness, if you're not connected to your creative man, Shahid Shabazz said, you are out of your mind, don't have a mind. And this is showing today, even the people, everyone who listens to a so-called leader, the president, Trump, every time they listen to him, they come to the conclusion that this man is out of his mind. He needs help. No, he doesn't need mental help. He needs spiritual help. He needs to know who his creator is and submit and bow down to his will. Who is he to determine what the world that Allah made free to mankind and created in harmony and allowed man to travel the earth wherever he wants to go? Who is he to determine that man cannot be here on this small continent of America and try to claim ownership to it for the people that he wants to exist? People, we must understand that the Creator is the only one, the only existent. He has always existed, and he will always exist. And no man's plan or scheme, I don't care how he plans, man plans and the Creator plans, but the Creator is the best of planners. This world doesn't belong to Trump. It doesn't belong to any of these cruel, wicked leaders who are oppressing and destroying their people. It belongs to the Almighty Creator, Almighty Allah. And he created it for all his creation and all humanity to exist with free choice, free will, as they so wanted to exist wherever they wanted to exist on. And until man comes back to his understanding, there will not be peace on earth, because these sick minds must be destroyed. Now I will give you, I will remind you first that you are listening to me. Radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to thank you for joining us. And I want to now again give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. What I want to say is this to you, two people. You look around you every day. You see people, the majority of them, walking around just like animals, not thinking, reacting, then reactionary. They act before they think, and then they kill and destroy. Human beings were created to think before they act. This is why we were given intelligence, to think before we act. And one man said, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. You got most people every day in religion, Muslims, everybody, mostly walking around, acting like the world just going to change on its own. We were put down here to be workers. Almighty God alone is a worker. So what we supposed, he created us, what we think we supposed to do? People to sit down on our butt, on our behind and do nothing and think something going to happen and we do nothing? Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. You want something to happen, you're going to have to change. Before there is a evolution, you got to have a revolution. And all revolution is change. And when you change, then, revolution means to fight for change. And if you don't fight for change, you're not going to get change. We had to fight to come into life. There were so many sperm, thousands and thousands of sperms trying to get to that woman's ovary to get up there to come into life. And it ain't no accident that we were chosen by God. He could have chosen any of them. He chose us. That in itself is special. He did not even create us. But he did. And he created us for good. He didn't create us for bad. And Almighty God, Allah said all the bad that we see happening in our personal life and in the life of individuals, just the society, he said all of that bad come from our own selves. Stop looking at other people. Stop blaming Trump. Stop blaming the devil. Stop blaming your own devil. Look in the mirror. Michael Jackson said, when you want to talk about him, and condemn him and judge him as a God, start with the man in the mirror. Who made you a God? So that's what people need to start doing every day, doing self-evaluation. Look at your life. If your life is evil, ask yourself, am I satisfied with this evil? And if you got a good life, and I know, because I got a good life, you'll love it and you'll want more of it. You see, life makes you want more life. And evil makes you want to just get out of evil and have a better life. And most people are trying to take evil and make good out of evil. People, that's so absurd. You can't make good out of evil. If you want good, you got to do good. And if you want to keep getting this evil you're getting, which is destroying your fast, keep doing evil and you're going to keep on getting evil. Almighty God, Allah says in this final revelations in the Holy Quran, what reward is there for good other than good? And what reward is there for evil other than evil? It's plain. Also, I want to say that society begins with family life. And you don't have family life because Allah said, Satan said when he put him out of heaven that he was going to cause dissension, division between man and woman. And he's been very successful. How have he been able to do this? Because man and woman have took their attention off the focus and worship of Allah, of their creator. The family that prays together stays together. So if we want to get our family life back together, each individual, the man and the woman, submit to the will of Allah, your creator, and let him guide you in all his goodness and his righteousness and his justice and his morality. And then you teach that to the children, and we'll be raising up a righteous, godless society back in the world again. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Imam Shahid Shabazz, teaching on the creative. The Creator has always existed. Powerful, powerful teaching he's doing, people. We want to thank all of you who are joining us this morning in our radio listening audience. We pray that you are receiving information and knowledge and wisdom, of spiritual knowledge and wisdom, that you can take and want to take and share with others and let them know about our Sunday morning broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator with Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to say also that You are welcome not to just listen. I know that most people, they want to listen. For some reason, they don't want to speak up, open their mouths, and comment. But it's always good. You understand better and you know more when you participate, you comment, you ask questions. This is how you really get an understanding. And this is what we want you to do. We thank you for listening in. We thank you for enjoying our show. But we want you to also understand and to take this information. This information that's been given to you to take back and share with those around you, in your community, in your homes, in your neighborhood. Join us, but also participate if you can. Push the number one button, the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up, and we will be able to call you on and bring you on so that you too might participate and give us some information as we are giving you some information. You know, as Imam Shahid Shabazz gave me the title today, the Creator has always existed. Start looking in the Quran, because I really want to bring to you information as he asked me to explain, to speak. I wanted to know that what I was saying was what the Creator would have me to say. And the first thing that I came to bore witness, I happened to turn to a page which is 164 in what we call our surah, and the surah 2. Ayat 164, I suppose, a verse that you would say in the Bible. And the first thing that I read was in regards to what Imam Shahid Shabazz is going to speak to you or talk on today. It says, behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of the night and the day, in the sailing of the ship through the ocean for the profit of mankind, in the rain which Allah sends down from the skies, and the light which He gives therewith to an earth that is dead, and the beasts of all kinds that He scatters through the earth, and the chain of the winds and the clouds which they trail like their slaves between the sky and the earth. Here indeed are signs for a people that are wise. But yet there are men who take for worship others besides Allah as equal with Allah. They love them as they should love Allah. Those of faith are overflowing with their love for Allah. If only the unrighteous could see, behold, they would see the punishment that to Allah belongs all power. Yes. Yes, people.
Salaam, beautiful.
Yes, sir. We are taking each other to be a god, a ruler, a worship over us. And we're turning away from our Creator as though He doesn't exist and He's the only existence. He always has existed and always will exist. And this Imam Shahid Shabazz is explaining to you beautifully today, giving us a chance, giving us freedom to choose Him. He's not making us choose Him. He's allowing us to choose Him as our guidance and our director, as the one, our Creator, the one we turn to for help while here on this planet Earth. And He is so merciful, because in doing so, He gives us a will. And that will is, will we accept Him or will we not accept Him? And most assurance from their actions that they will not accept him. And that's very unfortunate for them. Because to those who turn away from him, they become deaf, dumb, and blind. And they create what we see on earth today, nothing but chaos, confusion, and destruction. And destruction mainly is destruction of self. They might try to destroy the creation, but they mainly destroy themselves and send themselves, allow themselves to be fueled for the hellfire. This is what we call being fueled for the hellfire. Yes, so I wanted to bring this to you so you can think on what is there that man has created. He can even create himself. So how can he become any god or overseer of anybody, anything, and guide them to the right when he is so far astray and needs guidance himself? Thank you again, our radio listening audience. I think I have spoken long enough. I think Imam Shaheed Shabazz feels like sometimes that I'm trying to take over the show.
No, never.
So caught up, yes, sir. And it is so beautiful to even be able to want to bring you to the recognition of who you are and whose you are and help you turn away from this confused world that you've become a part of, that you've become overflowing with the desire to speak to you, to reach you. And we thank our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah, for blessing us and having chosen us to help reach you and turn you back to the right path, to His way. And now I give to you again, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, as you were talking, I was thinking, and Allah revealed to me, as He revealed in His final revelations in the Quran, He said the reason that hypocrisy and evil grows in this world and is almost to take over this world is because most people in religion, all religion, they don't take the higher spiritual life seriously. They want, in other words, He said, to be spiritual at their convenience. And when they don't feel like they need Him, His spirituality, His help, they forget about Him and go on about their so-called merry way. And He said when they get in trouble, they call on Him, praying on their sides, laying down in all posture. He said, but after He relieved them of their distress, they forget Him and run after false gods. So you got too much hypocrisy in the world. That's why a lot of people won't speak on a radio program. Yeah, and He's letting me know that because they know they ain't living what they're going to say. They're going to come on here and they're going to say things that they know they ain't even sincerely trying to live that's right. If you're trying to sincerely live what's right, you ain't afraid to stand up and talk to a million men, a million women, or to the whole world. Because you ain't trying to glorify yourself. You're trying to get them to call their attention to the glorification of Almighty Allah, the one to whom all glory is due and all praise is due. So, you know, look like me and the co-host will have to carry this show because there were some people that said they was coming on, but for whatever their reason, and I'm not trying to go into it, that's between Allah and them. They act like they're fearful to come on. Or if they're not fearful to come on, maybe there's some other reason they can't come on. But it ain't every time we come on, they're not going to come on, and it's the same reason they got something to do. I don't buy that. You'll never get me to buy that. I say that they are not coming on the majority of the time because they are not prepared in their soul to just let Allah take over in their soul and let Him use them. To speak through them, to say to them, to His people, what He got in them to say to the people to help make this world better. That's what I say. I say that's what I say. I won't change it. You know? And Allah says in the Quran, it is hateful, very hateful to Him that people speak the truth, say, I'm going to do right, speak the truth, say that to people, enjoin right conduct on the people, and they forget to practice right conduct themselves, and they in religion, and they say they follow Allah, or they follow the Creator, and study His Word. And you hear a lot of people self-sanctified, always bragging on themselves. Yeah, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, sanctified. And even with Muslims, all you hear in there is I, what I did, what I'm going to get, I. And people, when you really understand life, your Creator and reality, you know there ain't no I. Where do I come from? There ain't no I. There's only the reality of the Creator. You see? There's only the reality of the Creator. Everything that's created is an illusion. Just Satan, when he said, I am better than he, what happened to him? He got put out of heaven. Why? Because Allah is all-knowing. So if Allah is all-knowing, ain't no so if. Allah is all-knowing, so what do you come in at? What do you know? And in order for you to say, I, you got to know something. You don't know nothing, people. And you are nothing. Without your Creator in your life, you're nothing but dead earth with evil in it. And Almighty Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this evil world. So long as you love this evil world, yourself, which is a part of it, the flesh, and the material things in this evil world, you will always be evil and spreading your evil poison all over the world to destroy all humanity. I'm going to stop right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. Imam Shaheed teaching strong and beautiful today on the Creator has always existed. Yes, indeed. And as Imam Shaheed Shabazz has said, there is no Creator except the one Creator. Everlasting, always existing, no beginning and no ending. And He has created and made everything manifest in His reality. All that we see today is from His creation. No single man, no group of men, no community of men, no society or continent of men have created anything on earth. They were all created by the one Creator, the Almighty Creator, Allah, the all in all. So, people.
If I can, sister, can I say something? Because I don't want it to slip my mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wanted to comment or elaborate on something you said about Donald Trump, the president of these so-called United States. History repeats itself. You mentioned Donald Trump and Hitler. That was a perfect match. Because their plan was the same thing, the extermination of all the races except theirs. And that's the plan of Donald Trump, to exterminate all the races except the white, so-called white race. But did Hitler's plan succeed? No. Why? Because evil can never succeed over good. This is Allah's creation, not Satan's creation. He had his run, and his run ran out. Evil have his run, and his run is running out. You are today, Donald Trump too. You got your run in evil, but your evil run is just about out. Evil runs out, people. Good lasts forever. The will of Almighty God will always prevail on His earth as it is in heaven. So, history repeats itself again. This ain't nothing new we're going through. And me and her sister was talking 500 years in the United States of America as slaves. That ain't no time. 500 years. That ain't no time. There ain't no time in the world or the existence of Allah. So why am I saying this? Hitler existed back there within that time. And if you look around the world, the Russian government, Khrushchev or whatever his name was or is, he was a tyrant. All the tyrant rulers and oppressors of the earth, what is Allah doing? Wiping them out one by one. Do you not think Allah going to wipe out the United States government, evil, wicked rulership real soon? You can think whatever you want to think. You see it happening. You just don't want to accept it because you're so in love with all this materialism in America. But America is nothing but a material playground for the devil. The people in America, they love play and lust more than any people in the world. So much so that America influences America government and America society influences the whole world with lust and with gambling, with evil, with drugs, and all the vices you can name. She's not the leading country in terms of good. America's the leading country in terms of evil and wickedness and oppression. And I say this to you black African-American people, since this is your black African-American month that your slave master gave you for 1 month. Black history didn't begin 1 month. Black history began when the beginning of time began. Almighty God began the beginning of time, Allah. Huh? And the first man and woman he made in the beginning of time was black. Black, black. Black as you can see. I mean black. So black they look black, blue, Adam and Eve. So the mother and father of all civilization is black. So ain't no Black History Month. It's Black History, period. Everything we see in the world came out of black. It came out of darkness into light. And then even in school, if you want to make any color, you have your base color got to be black. You get all colors. Red, yellow, pink, blue, all of them, the base is black. If you don't start with black, you can't get the rest of the colors. That should tell you something right there, you scientists, right? Or you so-called scientists or thinkers. So this ain't no racism. This is true. You call it whatever you want to call it. This is true. Huh? So, you know, I just wanted to put that in there.
Beautiful, wonderful. Imam Shahi Kebab teaching on the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion, Creator has always been so beautiful. It's bringing so much insight and knowledge and wisdom and Allah's blessedness to us and to make us think and ponder as we never thought and pondered before in ways that we've never thought before. And we want to thank Allah for blessing us with such a beautiful brother who He blesses to explain His word, bringing to the people, and explain it in such simple but profound language. But it touches the mind. It reaches the mind of a sincere person and makes him begin to think like he's never thought before. And now I see we do have with us today, as I meant to bring him on, somehow he went off again. We had this brother, this is the second time that I've seen him on here. But as I think what happened is this error here. So I switched it across, the board, rather than to bring them on. So that might be the error here that we have. We had them drop. And I went to bring them on and just wiped them out. And as I was moving the error away from him, I moved it across some more writing I had here and it wiped it off. So I think for some reason it might be this error that's dysfunctioning. That wiped him off as I began to bring him on, and that was Brother Larry. He was on earlier, and he came back up again, and I was going to have him to say a word to us, but I wasn't able to bring him on because I used to bring him on. He went off the air. So he was on the Mamsha Hisha Bob, Brother Larry has been on. He's shown up again. So whether he went off or whether it was a problem, and a technical problem with this error that we have here that I use, I don't know why, but I wasn't able to bring him on. He went back off again. But I did want to let you know that. I see again lit up. Let me see if I can get it this time. Okay, I'm going to try again this time. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Larry. Brother Larry.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes,
as-salamu alaykum.
I was trying to bring you on earlier, and you went off. I didn't know whether it was a problem on your end or a problem on my end with this error. But we're glad to have you
well,
on.
Well, as-salamu alaykum. Yeah, I think the voices went out one time, and of course I had a call. At another time, I happen to be on working call this weekend, but I would like to give my greetings this morning with peace and love, and inshallah, Allah bless me with the understanding and acceptance of the teaching that Imam Brother Shaheed is. Bringing forth today. So, again, I give a greeting. Wa salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salaam, Brother Larry.
So, thank you, Brother Shaheed. And of course, I would like to definitely thank Sister Isla and Brother Imam for continuing the show, having the show on. You know, even though sometimes I don't get to listen at it, you know, my prayers and inshallah that you know we have some that you have some people that are listening and getting a understanding and a viewing of you know the remembrance of Allah which I so dearly thank Allah for you know brother Shaheed, thank Allah for you. For being a reminder, and you certainly have always brought it the remembrance of Allah and the teachings that you have accomplished to me and my family. So I seriously thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a lot to say this morning, you know, except that it's just a morning and a day for me for to give thanks and you know thank Allah for. His great blessings that he has, given me and my family, and I just thank him for that, you know. So I certainly enjoy your teachings, and so assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you, Brother Larry, for your time. I know you're a busy man, and you're a working man, a hard-working man. Not only for your family, but for your neighbors. You're a plumber. You're an independent man. Work for yourself like I do, and you're always busy. You're always trying to give a word of encouragement and kindness to people, to give them hope, to let them know that there is hope in that all this darkness, spiritual and mental darkness and ignorance. There is hope if you have faith in a creator you can't see. But know that he sees you because he's looking at the air you're breathing. You don't see it, but he's the one giving you the oxygen. He's the one that grows the food that you eat, that you plant in the ground. You don't grow the food. He grows the food. So you give people information in so many ways to let them know, hey, look at these simple things right here. Don't you know that this lets you know there is a creator, and most people, not most, all people know there's a creator. But because he gives people free will, they don't have to choose to acknowledge him. They can choose to not acknowledge him. And in either case, he don't force their will. Of course, he's not going to force them not. That wasn't what I wanted to say. But he's not going to force them to accept his will, which is for their good. He's allowed this world to become a living hell down here for people because they made it that way. And he say he ain't going to change it until they change it themselves with their own hands. They did it with their own hands, their own heart. And he say it's going to change when they do it with their own hand and heart. But now this is a key. He say he giving them a time to change this world back to right. And he say he going to give us signs when that time is near the end for us to make this world back right. And he say when we don't do it, he going to destroy us. And he's going to do it himself. And we're in that time right now. So you best take every day serious, people. People are dying fast. Dropping off on this earth like I've never seen them before. So this ain't no playing time. This ain't no playing time with God. This ain't no playing time with faith. And Almighty Allah do say in his final revelation in the Quran, and I try to get most people who don't read the Quran like I do to understand, the Creator know not us. He say most people ain't going to believe and most people ain't going to have faith. He said in the past most people didn't believe. Most people didn't have faith. He said he had a prophet named Noah who taught 10 generations. He's talking about almost 10 generations. That's almost 10,000 years. And he say most of the people still didn't believe. So he let us know that to know today most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, most people who say they don't believe in God on the planet, they ain't going to believe. They ain't going to have faith. So the most important thing I want all of those who are sincere to get is get this message. Your relationship and your salvation with your Creator Allah is personal. Don't worry about nobody else. You can't save them. They don't want to be saved. They can't be saved. Now concern yourself about your own salvation. And I do want to get this out before I forget it. If anybody wants to contact me or the co-host, they can contact us at these numbers at any time of night or day that they need some spiritual inspiration, guidance, or help. My member, the host, Imam Abdul Shahid Shabazz, is 336-497-8734. The co-host number, Sister Isra Wazira Abdullah, her number is 301-672-3381. Thank you.
And thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Again, for those who might have come on late, I want you to know that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today he is discussing the Creator has always existed. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Those of you who have joined us know he has been profound in explaining the subject to us today of the existence of the Creator. And that reminded me that of something that was on Facebook. I listened to Facebook because I get the news and the history and the science and everything. That's what I have coming on my page, keeping me informed about this world that we live in and what's going on. And they say that they had spotted, the scientists of the spot had spotted five new planets. And they were saying that they believe there's life on the earth. There's a possibility of life existing on these planets. And it made me really laugh, people, because man is here talking about destroying people and sending them back home and concentration camps for them. The so-called leader, the so-called President Trump, and people themselves begin to say, God has his plan, and he's lining to protect us. And some of them are saying that those planets appear as a warning, as a sign. Don't mess with his people, because if he does, I'm ready for you. You don't know who and what's existing on those planets. But if I can put life on Earth, don't you think I can put life on other planets too? Do you think that's the only life that Allah has created was life on earth and all these thousands of planets that exist? Does that make sense to a thinking mind even? No, those scientists know. They know that there is life on those planets. And they know that the same creator created all this life. They see the unity and the oneness of creation. They know it. They know that they exist through one creator and his sign in all his creation to connect them as his creation. So people, we want you to understand that your creator sees you, whether you see him or not. And a wise man will wake up and stop looking at man and towards man and listen to the foolish talk of man trying to make himself or another man or man thousands of years ago the creator and wake up to the reality of the true creator. As I was looking in the Quran on creation, this is what I came across again in the surah. It is he who created you from a single person and made his mate of like nature in order that he might dwell with her in love. When they are united, she bears the life burden and carries it about unnoticed. When she grows heavy, they both pray to Allah their Lord, saying, if thou givest us a goodly child, we vow we shall ever be grateful. But when he giveth them a goodly child, they ascribe to others a share in the gift they have received. But Allah is exalted high above the partners they ascribe to him. Do they indeed ascribe to him as partners things that can create nothing but are themselves created? No aid can they give them, nor can they aid themselves. So, brothers and sisters, we want you to know that there's only one creator. Stop looking to these so-called presidents, and this is a great sign we have here in America. Stop looking to these so-called leaders in politics. The Imam Shahid said, politics is a science of evil. It is not here to do you any good. It's here to oppress you. Man made it to please himself and to do his will, what he wants to do on earth, not to please the Creator, and to have to bring about peace, justice, and equality among mankind. And I thought this was so beautiful, because in explaining to us that the Creator is the Creator of all mankind, it even gave us guidance that what man is supposed to do when he knows that Allah has brought us together and then has given us life, have blessed us to bring other life forth on earth, that we should do what? We should pray to him and give him thanks and ask for his blessing in making that life a good life. But how many do that? How many even think about God who are carrying these heavy loads around these women? They don't even realize that this load they're carrying didn't come from that man and them and a sperm and an egg. It came because of the Creator's will that it should be. And he placed it in them for a reason and a purpose. And yet, do they turn to him even one moment? Most do not. People are so blind and deaf today. This is what's happening. As Imam Shahid Shabazz says, you're bringing about your own destruction. You can't blame Trump. You can't blame any of these evil, wicked creators. You can't blame any of these evil, wicked leaders who want to think that they are creators. You can only blame yourself, because Allah, the Almighty God, gave you a mind, he gave you free will, and he blessed you to be able to think for yourself. He gave you a conscience to know right from wrong. So all this is going on It's not because of the doings of one person, one leader, or even many people and many leaders. You are also the reason for what is happening, evil in this world, and not the good that you think is supposed to exist. Yes. The good exists because you kill the good. You won't allow it to exist. You keep calling forth the evil because you love what the evil does. And again, I want to remind you now that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And I want to bring to you at this time, bring back to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for those comments. What I was thinking about is talking.
Walaikum
salam.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shahid.
Yes, walaikum salam, Brother Larry.
Yes, yes. Sister and brother, I thank you again, because you, you make me think, and I assure that you make others think as well. And so it brings to mind that I would like to mention to be mindful of the blessings of Allah. And let us not be so inshallah, that, you know, we have some listeners out there, that let us not be so ungrateful, unmindful that Allah is in charge. Allah is all powerful, and He brings to us, and He shows to us, and He presents to us many signs. So let us not be so. As the sister say, we are deaf, dumb, and blind, and we are. And a lot of it is simply because we turn our backs, turn our face, and turn our understanding and our listening ears away from God's signs and His messages, such as Brother Imam Shahid, that reminds us of you know, the Quran and the word of Allah. So to brief it up here, I would like to say that we be mindful of Allah and His creation and His works, and not just try to be so, we always a lot of times want to see the big picture all the time, instead of just get in where you fit in, accept the little things in life, and Allah will bless you with much more. So I'd like to put that out there. And one more thing that I think is good is that a lot of times we have to note things that Allah blessed us with, so that we can remember it. In other words, write down some things that Allah blessed us with, so that we can oftentimes be reminded about ourselves of things that Allah has shown us through our thinking and our understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry, for coming back on and giving those beautiful comments. They were very timely, thoughtful, and that is definitely what we all need to be thinking about. We need to be grateful to our Creator for every day He blessed us to wake up. Me and someone was talking the other day, and we were saying, if you can't thank Allah for small things, then how are you going to thank Him for the big things? If He bless you with more, if you ain't thanking Him for the small, it was a song came out, and I want to mention it briefly, and I ain't going to do the whole song, but in the song it said, you may not have some of the, material things people worship at that time. Cadillac was the biggest car at that time, like the Lexus and Mercedes and all that. Now, you see, you may not have a great big Cadillac, gangster lean, white wall tie, diamond in the back, sunroof top. He said, but just be thankful for what you got. And that was a powerful message for us, because what he was saying was that, look, it don't take all of these things to make you happy. All you got to do to be happy is to live the life of gratitude, thankfulness to your Creator for creating you and providing you with that which you need not only to sustain your life, but to give you enjoyment in life. God made, Allah made life good. And when we say good, we mean that God made, he said he wants us to enjoy life. But just give him the thanks and praise. He wants everybody to live a good life down here. But just give him the thanks and praise. Don't worship yourself. Don't worship people. Don't worship each other. And he said he's swift to reward those who serve him with gratitude. Another thing I want to say in my conclusion is this. Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final and the seal of his revelations of all his prophets and messengers, he said he revealed his final revelation for the all mankind, all people, as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. You know, we look at all of these people, and we look at the diseases, the things they're doing, and we look at all the diseases they got, AIDS and cancer and, diabetes, all kinds of diseases. I got Crohn's disease. Okay, we look at all kinds of diseases. And we wonder, a lot of people will tell you a lot of diseases are hereditary. The doctors will tell you that lie. Because they want to make more money. They are liars. They work for Satan. All they want is money. You ain't nothing but a slab of meat for them to make some money. That's all you is. So they tell you it's hereditary, so you can look for it to keep on happening in your family and keep on coming to them so they can keep on making dollar bills. Okay, and the Food and Drug Administration, they approve it too, so they can get their cut too. They allow them to put poisons in the food, chemicals and everything else, to destroy your body, not all at once, slowly, so they can keep making trillions and billions slowly off of you until you die. So the diseases that people got to cause them to think like this is in their hearts. That's why Allah said he will never change the condition of an individual or people until they first change what's in their hearts. What do you mean? Change the good in their heart. Their heart is good. And there's people, because of their choice, their own choice, that chooses the bad. But if they chose the will of Allah, they would choose good right every time. But most people don't choose to choose the will of Allah. They choose to choose their own will, follow their own selfish will. And it leads them into moral degradation every time. Every time, not sometimes, every time. So the solution to the world's problems is not hard. The solution is sincere love for your Creator and thanks for your Creator even creating you and giving you a life to live, a good life to live, a life of goodness. And his goodness is love, his mercy, and all his divine good qualities and attributes. And if you choose to live that, I know we're about to go off, so...
Forgive me for interrupting, but we have about 1 minute left. We would like you to lead us in prayer at this time.
Okay, inshallah. We say, first of all, we give thanks to Allah, the one creator of the heavens and earth, the God of all people. There is but one God. There's not three gods in one. There's only one creator who created the heavens and the earth. We thank him for waking us up this morning. We got a prayer. We say we give all praises to our Creator, Allah, who have brought us back to life after he have imposed upon us a state akin next to death. Truly unto him is the final resurrection. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. Our radio broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next week, same time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed day. Peace be unto you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum, my friend.